For you this morning.
我有一个问题要问你们。
Has anybody told you lately that they love you?
有人告诉你我爱你吗？
Well, I got good news for you. God loves you.
我告诉你一个好消息。
So do I.
神爱我们。
So do I.
我也爱你们。
And I trust other people too.
我想其他的人也是。
It's good to be with you again. I know it's just a couple weeks ago. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for being here. You bless me, and I trust that we bless you.
感谢你们的祷告，我也为你们祷告，很高兴我今天又来到了这里。
I want to talk to you about a word that brings a lot of emotion.
今天我要讲的是
There's not many words in our English language that brings the emotion that the word forgiveness brings.
在英语中，没有很多的词汇来描写赦免。
Forgiveness is the foundation of our relationships.
赦免是我们的最基本的我们之间的关系。
Forgiveness is the foundation of our relationship with God.
也是我们同神之间的关系。
Forgiveness is our foundation with our relationship with one another.
赦免是我们互相之间的一种关系。
And forgiveness is an important relationship with our family.
赦免，忘记罪过，也是我们家庭中的一个。
I believe one of the most significant verses in Scripture is found in 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书里边第一章的第九节，它也是讲到就是赦免。
We read these words.
我们来学这些话语。
If we confess our sins,
我们向神承认我们的罪。
God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
神会原谅我们，会赦免我们的罪。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
然后就把我们所有的人都洁净了。
There's a lot of truth in this verse.
然后这里边有很多真实的。
It begins with an action that requires us to take.
这最一开始呢，就是我们的行动。
And that action is to confess.
我们的行动就是承认我们的罪。
And when we confess, it says that He is faithful and just to forgive.
我们悔罪了，他就会原谅我们。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
然后所有的洁净我们的罪。
Billy Graham wrote this quote that I would like to read.
Billy Graham 是一个讲道的人，他这样说。
He wrote, "God's forgiveness is not just a casual statement."
他说，神赦免并不是一个普通的。
It's a complete blotting out of the dirt.
他是从最基本的开始。
Of our past, present, and future.
是我们过去、现在和将来的。
The only reason our sins can be forgiven,
这唯一的原因我们的罪被赦免
is because of the cross.
是因为十字架。
Jesus Christ paid the full penalty.
基督耶稣他已经完成了我们的救赎。
But only as we bow at the foot of the cross,
只有我们在十字架上跪下。
In confession and repentance,
然后认罪悔改
can we find forgiveness?
然后我们能够找到我们的赦免。
I find that very helpful to meditate on.
我有一个非常好的有非常好的默想的时候是。
So, why must we receive God's forgiveness?
为什么我们要收到神的免罪呢？
If you've been a Christian for some time, I'm sure that you've already repented of your sins.
如果你已经成了基督徒很多年了，我想你已经认罪。
But it's something that's required of us as a daily habit.
但是每天我们需要有这个习惯来认罪。
If you're here today and you've never invited Jesus into your life, I would encourage you to listen carefully to the message.
那你们要知道，每天在我们的生活中，要把我们的基督耶稣来到我们的生活当中，请到我们的生活当中来。
Forgiveness begins with repenting.
赦免是第一个开始的部分呢，就是我们要认罪。
This means owning up to what you have done.
这是不仅仅是你所做的。
And turning away from your sin.
过去所做的都已经离开了你的罪恶。
In order to receive forgiveness, we need to ask.
要得到赦免，你要寻求，要请求。
And to be reminded that God gives it freely.
神给我们这个是很自由的。
It does not cost you anything.
它不会花你任何金钱。
Jesus paid the debt.
耶稣基督已经完成了他的救赎。
And I owe nothing.
我们没有欠什么了。
But to thank him for his forgiveness.
我们要感谢他对我们的救赎。
And when we ask for forgiveness, he purifies us.
我们请求耶稣基督给我们赦免，他会赦免我们的罪。
There's a verse in the Old Testament in the Psalms that says,
在旧约里边，在诗歌里边有这样说。
When we confess our sins, that He washes our life as white as snow.
他如果我们认罪了，他就把所有的罪都洗洁了，我们就会像雪一样的白。
He cleanses us. He makes us pure.
他清洁了我们，让我们非常的圣洁。
And he gives us freedom to live and to enjoy what he provides for us.
他给我们自由地生活在这个世界上。
Forgiveness also brings us to a place of reconciliation.
然后，这个赦免又给我们带来了其他的。
Sin separates us from God.
罪把我们从神分离了。
When we know that there's sin in our life and that we fail God, we feel separated.
如果我们感到有罪呢，就是我们从神那边离开了。
We lack joy.
我们喜欢快乐。
And we search for happiness.
我们常常寻找喜高兴的事情。
But when we are forgiven by Him, we are reconciled and we are brought together.
如果我们向他认罪，我们就全部都合一了。
You know what reconciliation brings?
你知道全部的合起来的意思吗？
Let me suggest three things.
让我提议三个建议。
Reconciliation brings complete love from God.
第一个就是完全主完全的爱。
It brings acceptance.
他给我们带来了承诺。
He accepts me as his child, his chosen child.
他喜欢儿童孩子。
And it creates an incredible friendship.
它提供了很好的友谊。
Through all of life, I can experience that I have a friend, and his name is Jesus.
从我的成长过程就告诉你们，我的一个最好的朋友就是基督耶稣。
And no matter what the circumstances of the world is,
不管怎么样说，
when friends and other people hurt us and disappoint us,
如果其他的人听见了，就会有不同的意见。
Jesus is faithful and never disappoints.
但是主耶稣基督他从来不会放弃我们。
So, to begin the journey, of forgiveness and freedom of forgiveness, it begins with repentance.
所以我们从我们的征途开始，第一件事情就是要认罪。
I've been in counseling for a number of years as a pastor.
我做牧师已经有那么多年了。
I cannot tell you how many people have sat down with me and said one of the biggest struggles I have is personal forgiveness.
他说在我的很多的跟弟兄姐妹传道的时候呢，有人就跟我讲最大的困难就是被赦免。
If we want to experience freedom of forgiveness, we need to forgive ourselves as well.
如果我们要罪得赦免的自由，就是我们先要赦免自己。
I have good news for you.
我有一个好消息告诉你们。
Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
他说我来到这个世上。
That's the kind of life that I want.
赦免了所有人的罪，只要你们承认罪过。
I want that abundant life that He gives.
我想要他给我们的这种爱。
And it begins by believing that He has forgiven me and all of my sins are gone.
从相信他已经赦免了我所有的罪。
So I have a secret for you.
所以我有一个非常奥秘告诉你们。
Forgiving God's, accepting God's forgiveness
接受神的赦免
gives you increased joy in living.
给你非常大的喜乐。
One of the important things that I find in my own life and would encourage you is on a daily basis to be able to think how much God loves me.
在每天的生活当中，我们可以感受到主是那么的爱我们。
As I go through my day, no matter what the circumstances are, I can count on the fact somebody loves me dearly.
然后每天过了一天以后，我就在想是谁我可以数算他给我的恩典。
So freedom of forgiveness begins with repentance.
罪得赦免的自由从认罪开始。
Forgiving ourselves.
要先释放自己。
And forgiving others.
然后又原谅其他的人。
Now I'm sure that all of us have gone through times where we've disappointed other people or other people have disappointed us.
然后在生活当中我们常常会有很多对其他人的不太喜悦的事情。
We have not been comfortable knowing that we've hurt somebody or somebody has hurt us.
然后我们不喜欢听某些人说的，也有某些人也有不喜欢听我们说的。
It causes pain.
然后呢，对我们造成了心理的伤害。
And one of the things that we often say when someone suggests to us that we need to forgive others is I don't feel like it.
有的时候呢，你就说啊，原谅他吧。但是我内心里边说呢，我不想原谅他。
Can I simply say to you this morning, it's not a feeling, it's a choice.
这个不是你的感觉，这不是一个选择。
We have to make the choice to reach out and say I'm sorry or accept forgiveness from others.
然后我要向其他的人说，我要原谅你，也接受你对我的宽恕。
Let me suggest a caution here, though.
让我提醒你一些注意点。
By going to a person that you may have offended or hurt doesn't mean that you're to get into discussion with them and try to rationalize the problem.
你去到一个人，你们之间有过节的，你去到那边，并不是说要解决你们之间的问题。
It simply suggests you want to make sure that the slate's clean with God.
你只是要明白在你的灵中要圣洁。
And that you've made a choice to make things right.
你做了一个很好的选择，就是做正确的。
When you do that, It's not saying I'm right. It's simply saying I'm turning you over to God.
那件这样做了以后呢，并不是说我是对的，然后呢，就是把自己交给了神。
I've often said in my in messages and maybe even here, I do not want to be the fruit inspector.
哦，我最不愿意做的工作就是检查那个我们的吃的食物。
And I have a God who says, when you make the choice and you confess, I'll be the fruit inspector.
如果你认罪，那么我就可以做就是食物的检查官。
I'll deal with the pain.
我会在其中感受到里面的错误。
And I'll make things right.
我会让所有的事情变好。
And it will make a difference in your life.
会变成你生活当中很好的事情。
Now, as we talk about forgiveness, let me say that there's a danger in unforgiveness.
然后危险的是怎么样的不原谅呢？
Unforgiveness will cause more pain in our life.
如果不原谅呢，会造成我们内心的疼痛。
You will find on your daily basis that there will be times that the pain will come up and you will hurt as a result of not being a forgiving person.
如果在生活当中你不原谅或者不得到原谅，你的内心是非常的痛苦的。
Being an unforgiving person can cause great harm to you personally.
如果成为一个不被原谅或者是不原谅的人呢，都是造成痛苦的原因。
It can lead to depression.
然后可以造成
It can lead to burnout.
忧郁，也可以造成忧郁症。然后然后就造成内心的有那种一团火。
It can lead to physical problems.
然后会造成身体上的伤害。
It can lead to broken relationships.
然后造成兄弟姐妹之间或者是朋友之间的。断绝来往，
and it can lead to bitterness.
然后就造成了非常痛苦的结局。
Let me say again.
让我来说。
Forgiveness gives you freedom.
原谅、赦免，让你得自由。
So how do we move forward?
让我们怎么样来向前走一步呢？
Moving forward, first of all and foremost, is to repent.
向前走一步得。第一个就是要认罪悔改。
It's to ask God to show you the areas of your life that you need to confess.
然后做忏悔，在你犯你生活当中犯过的错，向神去忏悔。
It's asking God to help you to identify people that you may have caused harm to that you need to make things right with.
然后你造成人家的伤害，或者是对你的伤害，都请神得赦免。
And if you want freedom of forgiveness, you need to be in the Word on a daily basis.
每天都要忏悔。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经是非常的清楚的。
It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God."
如果我听见我自己没有对神忏悔。
So what is a practical way that you might be able to identify on what you can do to help find forgiveness?
怎么样来找到我们每天生活当中的原谅谅解呢？
I'm going to encourage you to do a little project that you can develop in your own.
我现在呢，鼓励你做这样的事情。
When I talk to people about forgiveness and starting over,
我讲到原谅这个题目的时候呢
，and asking God to forgive them and to give them freedom,
求神给他们谅解，给他们自由。
I suggest that they need to find a stake or some object.That they can use as a reminder.
可以从他们的这些所用的器具当中可以找到。
years ago, when I was beginning my ministry and trying to find simple ways to help people to accept forgiveness and to be reminded of it constantly, I did this.
在传道的时候，我在我的兄弟姐妹当中，我做了这些。
I got a railroad tie, a railroad spike. If you've seen them, they're fairly heavy.
就是你知道那个铁轨用的木头上的那种钉，它们是很重的。
And I painted on it, a date.
他就在上面写了。
And that became my stake in the ground.
这就是他在上面画了，就是像他的那个柱子在地上。
So let's say today you would like to drive a stake in the ground and begin experience total forgiveness.
如果你想立足，你要原谅。
I want you to find an object.
你要找到一个器物。
It could be a wood stake, it could be something else, a rock, it could be anything.
一个石头或者是一块很重的木头。
And I want you to put the date on it when you make the decision that you are going to give up living for yourself and totally living for God.
你把这个你今天的日期写在这个重物上，或者是木头，或者是柱子上，你就求得原谅。
So let's say it's today.
然后就说今天。
You would put on this stake, September 1, 2024.
九月一号。2024年
and either drive it in the ground where you go by it on a daily basis or put it someplace in your home where you see it daily.
每天你看得到的地方，你将这根石头或者是柱子放在你每天都看得到的地方，写上今天的日期。
It will become a constant reminder of the day that you said, I've turned everything over to God, I've asked for forgiveness,And he has cleansed me and made me a totally new individual.
从今天开始，我所有的罪，我祈求神的原谅，他会洁净我。
If you were to come to my house tomorrow,
你要是来我家，明天你来我家的话，
and you would come to my desk at my house,
你看见我的书桌上，
you would find my stake.
你看见我这根木条。
And my stake says June 1, 1960. Every day I walk by my desk.
每天我从书桌前面走过。
And every day I see my stake.
每天我看见这个。
And I say, God, I have freedom.
主啊，每天我看到我就向神感谢。
I'm forgiven.
我已经自由了，我已经被全部洁净了，
I'm、
我已经被全部的赦免，得了自由了。
I'm made new.
我是这样做的。
So whether you're a high school student, whether you're 20, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60.Find a stake, find something. Make it a daily practice.
不管你有多年轻，从中学、大学，或者是20岁、30岁、40岁、50岁、60岁，不管你有多大年纪，找到一个石柱，然后就放在你每天看见的地方。
I want to close with two passages of scripture.
然后我的结束有两句。
The first passage of scripture was the scripture you read this morning.
今天我的第一个就是我们刚刚念的诗篇第32篇。
Psalm 32.
诗篇第32篇。
I like it to be read again.
我们一起再来念一遍。
I really
在我们的单张上有啊。It's on our page.Right in the middle on the right. Let's read together. 我们一起来念啊。诗篇第32篇1到5节，一起念。得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈， 耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而额头枯干，黑夜白日，
你的手
在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的过犯。
我说，The first sentence is just incredible.
第一节是非常美的话语。
Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，这是一个好消息啊！
When you've confessed your sins, your transgressions are forgiven.
当你认罪的时候，你就得赦免了，你就自由了。
In the last verse I share this morning,
然后最后一句我要跟你们说的是
is found in the book of Luke. It's the 23rd chapter and the 34th verse.
路加福音的第
23 34 Let me read that to you.
让我来读给你们听。
These are Jesus' words.
这是神的话语。
Father, forgive them.
主啊，原谅他们。
For they do not know what they do.
他们并不知道他们所做的。
Let that be.
让
Let that be our prayer.
让我们用这个来祷告。
That we will trust God to forgive us of our sins.
我们相信主，我们已经被赦免了。
Amen.
Amen.